This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great first weekend of September.
Yep.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
And today, going to be best bets in Ford trucks. Our guest is Brian Bell. He's the Ford F-150 marketing manager. And we're going to talk about all things F-150. There's a lot of exciting things going on. Oh, by the way, this is Harold Gunn. Should we announce a happy birthday to us, by the way?
Yeah. It is.
It is.
Wow.
Yep, friends. Uh-huh. You are my friends. I used to tub thump. Our 29th year. We're starting our 29th year on the air.
And people said it would never last.
Pretty good run, my friend. Pretty good run.
Absolutely.
Thanks to you.
Yeah. So we do have a good show coming up.
Yeah.
So we want you to stick around, and please do remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
You sound a little better than you did last week. Is your head clearing up?
I want it to rain and wash away whatever this
the
is.
Pollen.
Right, whatever. I mean, it's just crazy. cannot believe that, you know, my nasal passages can produce what it has produced.
I'm there with you, though. So yeah. It is
that time of the season.
Then I was in the Hill Country last week, and what was up there hit me.
Oh, boy, I tell you what. In the spring, when the cedar blooms in the Hill Country, that'll eat you up.
Yep.
You know, Harold, we've reached an age where it's just a fact of life. Mm-hmm. We're losing friends. And we lost
I've been losing friends for years. Yeah. No, I know what you mean. It's a shame. Who do we lose now?
Lonnie Stanley.
No.
Stanley Jigs.
I mean,
well, with the travel that was going on.
Right.
Had really had missed that.
Oh.
I knew Lonnie had some health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, I mean, the man, when you said fishing jigs.
Yeah.
He went Stanley, you know, I mean, just automatically thought.
That's it.
And he was a great guest. We've had him on numerous times on the show. But passed away at the age of 75.
Too young.
Yeah, absolutely. And our thoughts and prayers to his business partner, John Hale, you know, the staff, family, everybody. Just one of the really good guys.
Oh, indeed.
When, you know, I smilingly said, I've started a new magazine, you know.
Ah.
And, you know, he went, hey, good. Okay. Let's talk. You know, how can we help? You know, let's work with you.
Very good.
Very, very engaging, very, you know, outgoing guy. And just funny. One of the really good guys. I hated to hear Lonnie's passing.
What a great career with such a little thing.
Yeah.
You know, you think about it when you look at a jig head.
Yeah, he was so meticulous, making his own jigs, you know.
Yeah, right.
So, we are in hunting season.
Indeed.
Wednesday, September 1, it finally showed up.
Indeed.
And, you know, give us another couple of weeks.
And the dove will finally decide to come
down. Well, and it ought to start to cool off, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it is September.
Because I think weekends I never do it because the dove know.
Yeah.
For some reason they know it's opening weekend.
Well, you and many others have talked about how opening weekend of dove season, it always rains and scatters the birds.
Or something, right.
Something happens. For many, the question is, where do I get some shot shells? Or where do I get the ammunition?
Do you have the answer?
Yeah. Just a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Try some of your smaller independent gun shops.
I was going to say that.
In some of the small outlying cities. Mm-hmm. The major manufacturers get plenty of full metal jacket stuff. You know. But when it comes to your hunting ammunition with your different types of loads and bullets,
mm-hmm.
That becomes a little bit more difficult.
Correct.
But the National Shooting Sports Foundation basically said that, put this all in perspective, said that the ammunition problem isn't new, with the firearm sales skyrocketing back in March 2020, set an all-time record topping out at 21 million background checks. Survey revealed that 40% of those sales were for first-time gun buyers.
Right.
And injected over 8.4 million new owners. And the pace hasn't slowed down.
And a large amount of ladies.
Yes.
Yeah.
And here's the way the numbers expand. For the first-time gun buyers, just if they bought just one box of 50 cartridges, that would equate to 420 million additional rounds.
I mean, that's
just absolutely crazy.
And it's going to be interesting to see what kind of bump in firearm and ammunition sales is going to happen this month as we got the constitutional carry on September 1st.
Sure.
We'll see.
There's a number of things that we can take a look at that may help slow the use of ammunition.
Right.
Some of the new laser technology that you can do at home for personal protection. Pretty interesting stuff. And then you can get even more sophisticated if you want to get into situational stuff.
Our friends in the government.
Oh,
no. This is good news.
Okay.
The Department of the Interior announced that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has opened new or expanded hunting and sport fishing opportunities across 2.1 million acres. It's the largest expansion of outdoor recreation opportunities in recent history. In Texas, this includes Brazoria National Wildlife Refuge on the Gulf Coast, Muleshoe National Wildlife Refuge in the Panhandle, Caddo Lake National Wildlife Refuge, and Neches River National Wildlife Refuge in East Texas. The increased recreational access, which covers 88 national wildlife refuges and one national fish hatchery nationwide. Increasing, we have to have a quote, of course, increasing access to outdoor recreation opportunities is essential to advancing the administration's commitment to the conservation stewardship of our public lands, said Secretary Deb Haaland, and she is a Native American, by the way. Responsible hunting and fishing helps to promote healthy wildlife habitats while boosting local recreation economies.
Outstanding. This is the first weekend in September. It is Labor Day weekend. It is the last major holiday that started the summer holidays back on Memorial Day.
Right.
And many of y'all are going to be, you're thinking dove, but you're also probably thinking a little casting, too, on area lakes or on the coast.
Right.
And Texas Parks and Wildlife is reminding everyone this is a holiday weekend. Safe boating and water safety precautions should be the order of the day. This is terrible that in 2020, Texans took advantage of the outdoors and hit the waters in droves, driving recreational boating accidents, get this, to a 30-year high.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Right.
Cody Jones, Texas Parks and Wildlife Assistant Commander, said we want to ensure water-related activities are handled in a responsible manner. While on the boat, wear a life jacket. Closely supervise any children with you. Use the engine kill switch and abstain from driving a boat if you're drinking alcohol. Basically, use your head, common sense.
What a concept.
Yeah, and, just watch out for the other guy.
Well, we've had a bunch this year, too. I don't know the totals, but we've had more than we should have.
Oh, without question. Yeah. And with all the education that's available, all the warnings that are put out, it shouldn't happen.
Uh-uh.
It shouldn't happen. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come...
Wait.
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
Aha!
You know what? I almost skipped that by because this is the next to the last report we will have from the CCA Star Tournament.
Correct.
So,
because it ended this past weekend, right?
Yeah, we could make it real short because when we were looking for the information for the show, called Dylan Sessman, the assistant tournament director, and I said, this has last week's, I haven't seen this week.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent it back and goes, surprisingly, no change.
No!
In a week's time.
Okay.
And you got a report that they went well beyond their goal that they had set.
Correct. Yeah, on memberships.
On memberships.
And sign-ups. Correct.
So
correct.
It's crazy, but let's run it down.
Yeah, this is
where we are.
This year should have been easier than ever because it was the catch it, tag it, release them thing.
And
a lot more goodies.
Sure.
But, here we're at, man. Total tag redfish caught, 7, 3 winners. 2 are pending a polygraph, and we had this last report. I think we have 4 winners, though.
That's on the Ford truck.
That's the Ford truck, Haney boat, Mercury motor, and the Coastline, the trailer.
Right.
Blue tag division, that's the boat motor trailer. 14 caught, 3 winners, 4 runners-up. But what's the shocker here was 7 ineligible.
Mm.
So that's a big group therapy session. Green tag division, again, boat motor trailer. Had 13 caught, 3 winners, 4 runners-up, 6 ineligible.
Mm.
But here's the one that this is the shocker. Andrew McCray is the only youth scholarship winner, $30,000 college scholarship. Only one out of all of those fish that were out there.
They pride themselves on, I think, what they call zero budget. Yeah. They want to give this away. They've already committed,
Correct.
But with the scholarships that had been earmarked, that if they're not given, if they're not won, I wonder what they're going to do.
We'll have to ask them.
Yeah.
That's a phone call away.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll check on that.
Right.
Okay.
Offshore?
Yeah, the offshore division, and these are the ones that were still by weight. So, kingfish winner.
The old-fashioned way.
That's right. 57-pound, 12-ounce. Well, of course, the other, it was conservation.
Right.
With the effort with the tag.
No.
Dorado, 41-pound, 3-ouncer. Chase Carlisle. I don't know if I said Bill Massey or not on kingfish. The Ling, 86-pound whopper, Christopher Nelson. And red snapper, interesting, 20-pound minimum, 21-pound, 6-ounce, Mark Hudson.
All right. Very good.
Yo.
You all still have until Labor Day Monday at 5 o'clock to be a winner. So make sure you're signed up.
Right.
Make sure you have your new hunting and fishing license, with the saltwater endorsement, and get out there and fish.
There you go.
And take the kid, because you could be having a college scholarship paid for.
Could be.
Now, we're going to take a break.
There we go.
When we come back, we've got our best bets. Outdoor report, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal, brought to you by, is bringing you this portion of the program.
Yes.
Goodness. It's a new month. It's like it's a new world.
Well, we're in a new studio. That's the big part of it, too.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Here's the deal. We've been talking about these folks for months and months and months. Uh-huh. We have gotten equipment from them to use.
Right.
They know their stuff. They're going to help you spend your dollars wisely and meet your hunting needs. So you need to go to their website.
And meet your budget.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. ThirdCoastThermal.com. Take a look at it, and you're going to be going, wow, there's a lot of stuff sold out. Yeah, but there's a lot of new stuff coming in.
I like the thing. What is the one they put on the roof of your car, and you drive around, and you link it to your phone,
yeah,
and you can see stuff.
Hey, and for all y'all, on all of our affiliates across the state, down in South Texas, West Texas, you're looking for critters, mm-hmm. but you may be looking for people, too.
Like intruders
yes.
of some kind, perhaps.
And even if it's away from the border, looking for those that may be wanting to poach what you've been managing.
Right.
Okay?
That's right.
It's very, very useful. It is tactical. So give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574. What's our best bets look like?
Let's check that out. The Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times, this weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday are rated as good. Monday and Tuesday are the first of four best days of the week. Wednesday's another good one. Thursday slips to fair, with Friday and next Saturday rebounding to best day ratings. Now, next Sunday's another good day. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day begins either side of noon hour or continues until late afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust. So look for game to be actively feeding from early afternoon until the evening hours around sunset. Now, next Saturday, this most active period occurs from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. On next Sunday, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to actively feed from well before sunrise, continue to feed until mid-morning. On Labor Day, Monday, September the 6th, we will have a new moon on the coast this weekend. Plus, Monday and Tuesday will each have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Wednesday is a three tide day with two highs and one low. Thursday through next Saturday will each have a double tide schedule. Next Sunday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low.
Staying on the coast, we want to give a shout out to our friends over in Louisiana and Mississippi that were impacted by Hurricane Ida. And, of course, anyone in that storm's path. But, the impact, Category 4, and it happens. You know, it's not a matter of if, but a matter of when.
And again, because they helped us so much, bless the Cajun Navy.
Oh, without question. Yep. Great, great group of people. On the coast, we are seeing improvement over in Lake Calcasieu, as well as Sabine Lake, and even in the Galveston Bay complex on the fresh water that has moved out of the bay. Things are improving, and looking for bird activity to continue to increase. easiest fishing there is follow those birds. West Galveston Bay, great area to drift from Meekums to Greens to Karankawa, and then on down to San Luis Pass. It opens up a plethora of angling opportunities from, you know, the water exchange there under the bridge and into West Galveston Bay behind Bird Island, satellite bays like Christmas and Bastrop, on up to Chocolate. Offshore activity has been good out of Freeport in our state waters. On further south, it just continues to get even better. And the other thing out of Freeport and areas to the south heading toward Matagorda, a lot of your back bay areas and along the intercoastal waterway. Down around Sea Drift, look for any grassy shorelines that you can find. And with light wind days, a little sight casting for redfish, maybe some speckled trout along the way. Watch your tides in behind St. Joe and Mustang Island as the water recedes and set up to take advantage of either flooding or receding tides. Down upper Laguna Madre, you've got, of course, the King Ranch shoreline. Got some really good fishing, and look for your redfish. They're starting to school up and make the move to the north for the annual migration. Matagorda and the upper Laguna Madre both have been producing some very nice speckled trout. Don't forget, still have the restriction in place through, I believe it's September 27th. And then on the lower Laguna Madre, tarpon fishing has been off the chart.
Yeah.
Absolutely phenomenal. I mean, fish to 200 pounds by Captain Brian Barrera. But you've got snook, you got speckled trout, mangrove snapper, just a ton of fish that a lot of people never pursue. What's going on in our lakes?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Actually, have we not heard, or I have missed it, as far as that gill net count? On we're worried about the freeze on the fish.
It hasn't happened, and Robin Rikers is going to be our guest in about 3 weeks.
Okay.
So what we set that up so that it would pass, you know, the extension would pass.
Right.
And they would kind of have their hands and head around the numbers.
Ah, okay.
So but that report is forthcoming.
For looking at the fish survival.
Right. Rather than giving fragmented reports.
Right.
Let's look at the whole story.
You betcha.
Okay.
I'll be quiet then.
No. You got to hit the lakes.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm going to do that. East Texas. Yeah. Let's take a trip. Conroe. Thermocline is hanging around 22 feet of water. Catfish are good in water depths 16 to 21 feet using chicken liver, shrimp, and prepared baits. Fork. Largemouth bass are good on long Carolina rigged plastic worms, diving crankbaits. Football jigs are working near road beds, timber, and the brush piles. Going to Livingston, crappie are good with jigs working vegetation and above some structures deeper than 10 feet. Catfish are good in 30 feet of water on live baits and stinky bait. Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good on points and ledges using topwater frogs and in the grass lines using jigs. Schooling bass are good on crankbaits off the flats. Limestone. Largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, football jigs, and green or black drop shots along rock ledges near vegetation lines and along rocky shorelines. Palestine. Largemouth bass are good working perch like crankbaits, shaky head jigs, drop shots, and swim baits, working brush, flats, brush piles, and points. Tawakoni. Blue cats are good on fresh cut bait and live bait. Channel cats are good on punch bait and cut bait. Largemouth bass are good on diving crankbaits, Texas rigged plastic worms, football jigs and bladed spinners near rocky areas, docks, and flats, Texoma. Striped bass are good on live bait along the river channel with some topwater action at sunrise. Whitney. Black bass are good on blue or black Carolina rigged plastic worms, diving crankbaits, bladed spinners, and shaky head jigs near brush, timber, and rock ledges in 12 to 22 feet of water.
All right, let's head to South Texas out Del Rio Way, where summer fishing patterns continue to persist. Bass are good on edges of vegetation in water 12 to 15 feet deep using Texas rig worms, craws around the grass, and drop shot on primary and secondary points. Choke Canyon Reservoir, 16.15 feet low. We got a little water that we've caught there. Crappie are excellent around brush piles in 20 feet of water on jigs and minnows. Falcon, alligator gar, good on cut bait, preferably fishing the bottom and coves of shallow flats with submerged vegetation. Brownwood, largemouth bass are good with perch-like crankbaits, brown or green Texas rigged plastic worms, and chartreuse, bladed spinners, and shaky heads, fish near timber, rocky shorelines, and, of course, those ever-popular boat docks. Allen Henry, black bass and spotted bass are good with earthworms, of all things. Fish are schooling up, so use depth finders to locate your fish. Mackenzie, almost 50 feet low, but mention it because walleye fishing, Harold, has been great.
Oh.
In water 18 to 25 feet deep using minnows and night crawlers.
Where did the walleye come from?
Up north. They're imports.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But we have a good, healthy population then.
Hey, as big as Texas is, the panhandle gets kind of north,
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, just south of Canada. Okay, into the hill country. Lake Buchanan, largemouth bass are good with blue, black, or purple Texas rig plastic worms, gray flukes, white swim baits, perch-like crankbaits, and white-bladed spinners. Topwater plugs and blastic frogs are effective early in the morning. Canyon. Striper fishing is good along the river channel using live bait. White bass are good with live bait, chartreuse jigging spoons, and silver slabs. Travis, largemouth bass are good with red, purple, or black Carolina rig plastic worms, football jig, shag-like crankbaits, bladed spinners around the docks, points, and rock ledges, and those brush piles.
All right, as we mentioned at the top of the program, hunting seasons began on Wednesday, and actually on Tuesday, those 2020-2021 seasons that had been going on forever started September 1 of 2020 and expired 2021 on August 31st, have now started again.
And it starts again.
Yeah, right. So, and that would be your javelina season in the South Zone and the open other counties in the squirrel season. And interestingly enough, great opportunity. Up in the panhandle, often overlooked, $48 annual hunting permit, real deal. But if you want to go back and do some squirrel hunting, go to the panhandle.
Okay.
I mean, it's surprising.
There you go.
Dove season in the North Zone, September 1 it opened, runs through November 12. Also opening November 1, the Central Zone dove season will run through October 31 for the first split. And then, of course, going on this weekend, September 3rd through 5, and then again next weekend, 10 to 12, the special white-winged dove days in the South Zone.
Okay.
Okay.
And normally I would do an on or off the road report right now, but since we're going to be talking Ford trucks, let's just use that, okay?
Okay.
Our guest coming up after this break, Brian Bell, Ford F-150 Marketing Manager. We're going to meet Brian right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn And this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Here is something that was coined, a reality, if you will, at the Houston Hunters Extravaganza.
Right.
3-to-1 savings. 3-to-1 savings. 3-to-1 savings.
Over the protein, the deer corn,
over the protein
stuff,
that you're currently feeding.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Feed Fortified Cottonseed. It's got the vitamin and mineral package that the critters need. It is free choice. Very, very easy, and the results have been phenomenal.
And again, I always like to bring up that the raccoons and the pigs don't mess with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
And our guest, Brian Bell, Ford F-150 Marketing Manager. Brian, have you ever been more busy in your life up there in beautiful Dearborn?
You know, it is a great time to be working on F-150 at Ford Motor Company here. I'll tell you that. Lots going on, lots of great stuff for our customers. It's exciting around here.
Yeah, you know, you keep thinking, I mean, they're great trucks. They always have been. And go, you know, what can they do next? And here it comes. Now, the F-150 has been the number one selling vehicle of all vehicles in America for how long now?
36 years. So 44 years, the best-selling truck. So
yeah.
Really excited about that, right? I mean, we know our customers love the vehicle, and we work really hard. We don't rest on that, right? We work really hard to continue delivering those trucks that they need and want and use every day, and we will continue to strive to win their business, knowing that it takes a better truck all the time to do that.
Well, and I'm also proud to announce, of course, that your largest market is the great state of Texas. I don't need to remind you of that.
We love Texas in the truck business. I'm a big fan of it in general. I love coming down there for barbecue. My sister actually lived there for a while.
Okay.
I love Texas, but yeah, the truck business is big in Texas, and we love it down there.
Well, there's so much going on, and we're just going to be bouncing around because there's so much to talk about. But I want to, you know, enter the conversation with what I actually have been driving this last week, which is the F-150 King Ranch. And of course, we always say there ain't no bad King Ranch. It's like driving a beautiful leather living room. But it was the hybrid. And the gas mileage on that thing is phenomenal. I mean, I got a full tank of gas in it. It says I can go like, you know, 530 miles. And I went back and forth to my ranch last week in the thing and never stopped at a gas station. That's the technology in that's incredible. Let's talk about that. And then, of course, my favorite thing is that power plant in the bed.
Oh, yeah. So the hybrid has been a great success for us since we launched it. We knew customers would really like it, right? We basically took the 3.5 EcoBoost powertrain that you know, we launched in 2011. It's been such a great powertrain for years, and is the segment leader in like towing capability. Right, it's a great engine, and we added a hybrid powertrain to it, right, to give customers kind of the best of both worlds. So, you know, they get an engine with the hybrid that has all of that great EcoBoost power, and then add this hybrid power and efficiency with it. So, you know, this vehicle, that engine has got our most torque in class. It's 570 foot pounds of torque, Harold. So it's a tremendous, strong, capable powertrain. And then we get to add Pro Power on board to it, right? Because we have that battery in there, it gives us the ability to add this technology, which puts up to a 7.2 kilowatt generator capability in the truck that you can take anywhere you want to go and run that, right? Run wherever you need to run from it. So it's been a really, really great success for us, and we're seeing more and more customers interested in moving to it and enjoying the thing.
Brian, Bill Olson here. Driven Fords all my life. Absolutely love them. I am the truck guy, but you have to explain to me about this industry trend going away from fossil fuel or adding the hybrid, how they're charged things of that nature. I mean, I'm kind of the old standard. I know how to fuel it. I know if I run out, you know, how to get a 5-gallon jug and go get some fuel and get it up, but I can't always find a plug. So how does a hybrid portion recharge itself?
Well, so the hybrid doesn't plug in. It's, of course, the gas 3.5-liter EcoBoost engine then with the hybrid. And the vehicle charges itself going down the road, right? When you're braking, you'll get regenerative braking, you know, the alternator charges it. It's the battery will recharge as you use it, as you're driving the vehicle. So from your standpoint as a customer, you would just put gas in it. Now, the all-new Lightning that's coming out is a fully electric vehicle that you would, you would charge either at your house or at a charging station give it the power that it needs to operate. So kind of two different... You know, some similar technology there with battery and electric, but two different ways to use it and to benefit from it.
Yeah, the other advantage you mentioned, though, of the hybrid engine is, again, that extra goose of torque from that electric engine. Because I tell people, you know, what's it like? Well, squeeze the trigger on an electric drill. You know, I mean, it cranks up like right now. And that really gives you an awful lot of goose, especially when you're towing. I mean, you're taking off from that. Also, I've got to add in real quick. On the one that I've been driving, that 10-speed transmission, my goodness, I mean, what a broad band of capability, and that also obviously adds to the gas mileage a lot, doesn't it?
Sure, yeah. We launched that 10-speed in 2017, and it's been a great transmission for us all the way along, really smooth. You know, it's not sequential shifting, so it puts you in the gear that you need at the right time and shifts very quickly and smoothly. It's a learning transmission, so it learns the way you drive. So customers are really... You know, the best part about it is they don't think about it, right? It's so smooth that you know, people just, they get in and they just know the transmission's there. They don't think about it shifting and what it's doing. But it's been a great transmission that we've launched in the truck. It's now standard across the powertrain lineup for us in the gas truck.
And also, again, on the F-150 I've been driving, as always, solid, quiet, great ride, just fabulous on the highway, and real comfy off-road, too. Let's close on that point, because you do have to get our mid-show break behind us, so we're going to take a short 2-minute break, Brian, and then we're going to be back, and we'll be talking more about F-150.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we handle every aspect of your financing needs.
My name's Pete Scamardo. I've been with Farm Credit for about 35 years. And when you do business with Farm Credit, you do business with people that understand agriculture.
Pete has used Capital Farm Credit to finance just about everything.
Cattle, feed, grain, and the land that we buy. It's been really great getting to know these people and being able to call them friends and not just business associates.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
Catch, clip, release. You'll hear that all summer with the CCA Star Catch and Release Fishing Tournament. New categories this year and more tagged reds than ever before. Spend the summer wetting a line and you could reel in a new boat and truck when you catch and release a tagged redfish. Kids can catch a $30,000 scholarship. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Mouty Boats, and Texas Fish and Game Magazine. Sign up at startournament.org, local bait camps and marinas.
We're back with Brian Bell, Ford F-150 Marketing Manager. Brian, not only is Texas a fan of Ford products and Ford trucks, but every so often we step up and we give you a winter festival so that you can showcase what we've all been wanting for years, right. And that's that power plant in the back. It went from the back of the console in the back seat to where it should be in the bed of the truck. Tell us about that jewel.
Yeah, there's two versions of that too, right? So yeah, let's get into that a little more.
So Pro Power Board, we actually have three versions of it. We have a 2-kilowatt version that's available on our 2.7-liter, our 5-liter, our 3.5 EcoBoost gas powertrain, and then we have a standard with our hybrid comes with a 2.4-kilowatt version. You can option up to a 7.2-kilowatt version on the hybrid. And you're right, there's plugs now. We actually have plugs in the interior and in the bed of the truck that all work off of that same system.
So, yeah, how many plugs, I'm sorry, Brian, I hate to interrupt, how many plugs are in the bed?
If with the 7.2-liter system, there's 4 110 plugs, and then the 1 240 plug, and then in the cab, there's 2 more plugs.
Well, and the great example during our freeze down here in February and during some other weather-related situations, you have had people running their house off of this truck, haven't you?
There's a lot of capabilities. People can come in and they can plug in their truck into their, into heaters and refrigerators and freezers and, sump pumps and whatever they need along those lines to keep their house working. It does have that full generator type capability. And with the Texas storms, we of course worked with a couple of agencies and provided trucks best we could at the time to launch them. We just sent some trucks down to Louisiana after the hurricane came through to try to help out, right? It's such a great system, and it gives the company some ability to try to help people in need with it. So we're really excited about how good this system is working and what it can do for folks.
We're talking about these EcoBoost V6 engines, which are amazing, but I can still get a V8, can't I?
We sure can. Our 5-liter is still in the lineup. Great powertrain, right? 400 horsepower, 410 foot-pound of torque. Tons of capability for those customers that want a V8. We definitely have the best V8 in the market, right? It's a great engine with that 5-liter in the vehicle, and customers love it.
Well, plus with the right set of pipes on it, it sounds like a Mustang.
It does sound like
talk about matching. How about the different rear ends that are available to match up with your powertrains?
You know, we have a variety of axles in the vehicle. It really kind of depends on the powertrain as to which axle you would go with, right? Ranging from a 323 up to a 373 axle. It really kind of is one of those things you'd need to work with a dealer kind of specifically on your needs, right? Which engine do you want? What are you doing with the vehicle? What are you trying to maximize? And they can help you kind of land in that rear axle to tie with it. But in most of them, we have the electronic locking rear axle capability. So, you can get that extra off-road capability on just about any axle in our lineup.
Well, I am due to go in to see my local Best in Texas Ford dealer and order a new vehicle. There's been a lot of conversation about the lack of chips, that there's been some production hang-ups. Give us an update on how that's starting to improve.
Well, so the industry has been struggling with this. It's not just a F-150 or Ford thing. It's hitting the full industry. And I have to say, the Ford, our teams have been doing a great job trying to work their way through and manage it and minimize the disruptions. You will see lower inventory into the lots than you have in the past. But vehicles are flowing. They're flowing better now as we're working through it. It's just, go work with your dealer and see what they've got in stock, or put your order in, and I think you'll find that it's going to start coming in a pretty reasonable period of time now.
Yeah, let's get back to working with and in and out of your F-150, because that wonderful power plant in the bed is just part of the story. What I didn't know, the one that I was testing last week, I walk out and I punch a button on the fob and the tailgate goes down. I mean, you've got an electric tailgate and you've got like work areas and stuff. Explain all the goodies on that tailgate.
Sure. So we added the with the new 21 launch this year, the all new truck, we added a tailgate work surface and a power tailgate. So we've always had our tailgate stuff for years now. And that's still there, but then we've added this great work surface to the top of the tailgate, which gives you, simple things like places to hold an iPad if you're like me and you're doing those home projects, but you're not good at it and you want to watch a YouTube video while you're actually doing the work. And it's got places for cup holders, it's got measuring tapes, and it also has clamp pockets built right into it so that you can, use the, you can clamp wood down on the tailgate, use the Pro Power Onboard plug in the bed to power your tools, and use your tailgate literally as a portable workbench working around your yard or farm or job site or wherever you go, right? So it's a great addition. And then, of course, the power tailgate's just really nice. It's you don't think about it until you have it, and then once you've had it and use it, you pull up somewhere and somebody's loading something or you need to load something in, you just hit the button and it pops open, pops back up. I'll tap it up on my, if you just give it a little bump, it'll also push it up. So typically the way I use mine is I give mine a little bump just as I'm done loading and heading back around the truck, and the tailgate shuts itself by the time I get in the cab. So it's it's kind of a great tool, but we really, really spent a lot of time with the 21 model year truck kind of researching customers, and a lot of them in Texas, right? Coming down, how do customers actually use their truck? How can we make the truck a better tool for whatever job it is that they do, whether it's at a like I said, a job site construction or home use, just taking the family in the boat out to the lake, or, you know, what can we make it better? And that tailgate work surface is one of those, that interior work surface you probably experience is another one, right? We found that, oh, geez, about half our customers use some type of laptop or tablet or writing pad or something in the cab of their truck. And there was no good way to do it. We saw them cobbling ways to do it. They're working on their lap. So we built that work surface in the vehicle so that you can just open that center console up, flip it over, and you've got this great kind of table in there that you can actually put your laptop on, eat your lunch on, whatever it is. You know, it was just one of those things we got from actually working or living with customers for a day or two and watching how they use their truck on their daily basis. Not asking them, not making them think of stuff that they may not think of, but actually watching them and our engineers look for ways to actually make their experience better in our vehicle.
Yeah, I know Bill's got a question, but on that work surface, I was noticing a plane with him. I'm going, yeah, but there's a gear shift here. And I went, wait, and there's a button. You push the button and the gear shift hides. So you can fully open the table.
the gear shifter, you know, and it's funny, we looked at different ways to do the gear shifter, and we researched it a lot. We did actual gear shifter research, right? We went out and had customers try different shifters, work with them and use them and test them and drive with them and back up trailers with them and all sorts of things. And customers really like that floor shifter, that console shifter, the way that they can rest their hand on it, the way that they're familiar, it's comfortable, they're used to it. But we needed an e-shifter at the same time for some of the new technologies in the vehicle. And so we developed this shifter that you know, that the customers are used to and like. But we also knew we wanted that work surface, and so we had to find a way to kind of put those two things together. That's where the power shifter came in, where it folds down into the console.
All right, we got about less than a minute before we're out of time, Brian. Real quick, back when you all resized and made the F-150 interior even more spacious, that's something that really isn't talked about because there's so many new innovations that come along the way. But the sizing that was done a few years ago, I mean, that was a major, major improvement and step. Not that it wasn't big to begin with, but it just took it to another level.
Right.
Oh, yeah. We actually stretched that interior the first time in 2009. I launched that truck as well. I've been around the F-150 a long time. And really, customers using the vehicle, watching how they use it, our engineers thinking about it, right? We not only gave better leg room and comfort in the back seat because it allowed us to change the back seat situation, but think about that load flat floor in the truck, right? You flip that back seat up and you've got this really, really large floor space in there now that you can use to haul toolboxes or dog kennels or big screen TVs if you're buying one, you know, or you know, just lots of great stuff. And now we've even added this lockable interior storage that will fold down flat into the floor or pop up under the rear seat so that you have places you can hide things and lock them under the rear seat cushion as well. So, again, really trying to help customers use their truck in a better, smarter, more efficient way.
Yeah, Brian, there's so much more to the story, but time is our enemy here. Where do people go to find out about all the goodies available on the new F-150?
Well, just go to Ford.com and check out the F-150, the F-50 Raptor, the F-150 Tremor, the F-50 Lightning. We got a lot of great stories in there. I would encourage everybody to go check it out.
And we'll talk about the massaging seats next time. I thank you so much. Brian Bell with Ford. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
Well, there are three events on September 9th for Ducks Unlimited in El Campo, Flower Mound, and Midland. Go to ducks.org for information and go to those events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted, and the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike forage oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike forage oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike forage oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike forage oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at plotspike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
I stepped on that. Remember, HyperLight is the official light provider for Texas Outdoor News. Just go to their website, and these things, you know, charge from any light source, and they hold a charge 7 years. Great lineup of products, 20% off any of their products, and free same-day shipping. Go to HybridLight.com, and at checkout, just add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that's 20% off, free same-day shipping, HybridLight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Brian Bell from Ford. Go to Ford.com. Wonderful story, wonderful products.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. Remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. We archive all of our shows there, and you can play them. You can also catch us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, YouTube, iHeart, all that good stuff. Like us on Facebook. Helps build the audience, okay? And in the meantime, whether you're in the field or on the water, be safe out there, okay? So you can join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.